Welcome to His Ability, a show that speaks out to the handicapped community. Your host is the owner of Ayudhale Home Care Plus. And now, here's your host, Lynn Suzak.
Thanks for joining us on His Ability. This is your host, Lynn Suzak, and I'm here in the studio. I have a special guest with me today. I'm so excited to introduce Ashley Terades to you. Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
We have Ashley on the phone with us. Are you in Colorado, Ashley?
Yes, I'm in Colorado Springs, Colorado.
Right. You're actually living there now because you're with Andrew Womack Ministries, is that correct?
That's right, yep. I'm helping out at his Bible school, which is Caris Bible College.
And Ashley, you were originally living in England not too long ago.
That's right. You can probably guess by my accent. I'm not a native.
Yep.
I'm not a Colorado native. No, I'm from England, and me and my wife moved over here about a year ago.
Yeah, I first learned about Ashley when I was introduced or studying Andrew Womack Ministries over a year ago, and we were learning about God Wants You Well, and that led me to their Healing Journeys DVD, which Ashley is one of the you're one of the miracles listed and shown on that DVD, and your daughter was healed. And let's just go back to before you came to Andrew Womack Ministries. If you could just give us a brief overview about what happened and what led you to their ministry, and you left England and came to help out with Andrew Womack. So how long ago was it that your daughter was ill?
Well, my daughter was ill basically from birth. She had a very rare disease called eosinophilic enteropathy, which I probably haven't pronounced it as well as my wife pronounces it, but that's the name of the disease. It's a very, very rare disease, and she was born with it. And basically, it's like an intestinal disease, and it affects the stomach and the intestines. And when she was first born, we tried to wean her, you know, when she got a bit older. She never really fed very well at all. She was always very small. And we tried to wean her when she got to the right age. We started to give her food, and she wouldn't take any food at all. And two older children, so we knew something wasn't right because she was very different from them. And they just couldn't diagnose it. They kept doing lots and lots of tests. And when she was finally 3.5 years old, or just over 3 years old, they finally diagnosed it as being this very rare disease. And they said that basically there's no cure for it, but they can sustain her life by different treatments. They tried lots of different treatments, and in the end, their final plan, if you like, their final chance, because nothing worked, was to actually insert a tube into her stomach. They did an operation and put a tube directly into her stomach, and then they put this big backpack on her, which was actually too big for her to put on her back. She had to carry it on wheels. She had this big backpack, and in there was a big pump, and she used to have this special formula called Neocate, which is apparently there's no synthetics in it. It's completely, you know, you can't be allergic to it at all. Mm-hmm. And so basically they gave her this this Neocate formula, and that was like their last resort. And she started taking that, and that didn't work either. And that used to pump into her stomach 23 hours a day. She used to have a one-hour break every day. And that used to pump in, and that was just to try and sustain her life. While she was on that pump, she couldn't drink or eat anything other than water. Since birth, she's never been able to swallow lumps. So until she was 3.5 years old, she'd never swallowed whole food. She never swallowed lumps. Everything had to be pureed. And then when she had this backpack, she couldn't eat anything at all. She could only drink water.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at this point that we come across Andrew Womack's teachings. Both me and my wife had been born again, and we were spirit-filled. We believed that God could heal her.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, everyone we talked to, they said, well, sometimes God heals, sometimes he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
And we had lots of different, you know, advice like this. No one actually said, God wants your daughter to be well.
Mm-hmm.
And we was actually, we got a cassette tape given to us. You may well know that Andrew gives away his teachings, and we had one of these cassette tapes given to us. And we listened to it, and it was Andrew teaching, and then he was teaching on a lot of different subjects.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the main subjects he was teaching on was God Wants You Well. And basically what he was saying was that, you know, God's a loving Father, and God wants people to be healed. God wants people well. And this really excited us because no one was we never heard anyone be that confident.
That's right.
Before. Everyone else had been, you know, sometimes God does, sometimes God doesn't. But Andrew was very confident in God's will is for you to be healed.
Mm-hmm.
So we went on his website, and I found out that he's got probably hundreds, I think it's about 150 teachings, all free on his website.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to his website, and I just started downloading them teachings, and me and my wife spent 2 weeks solid just listening to this teaching over and over again, all different teachings on a better way to pray and authority of the believer and very basic fundamental teaching. And Andrew's teaching is very good because it's word-based. Everything he was saying, he was bringing from the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't his own opinion. He was just bringing it from the Word of God. So that really helped us. And after 2 weeks of hearing all that teaching, I just thought, well, I wonder if Andrew's ever in England, because we was living in England at the time, obviously. But I wonder if Andrew's ever in England. If he was in England, maybe he could pray for Hannah. And we wasn't trusting in Andrew, but he was the only person we'd heard be so confident about healing. So I looked on the website, and it was, I'll never forget, it was the 15th of March. And I looked on the website, and it said one UK conference starting the 16th of March. I thought, that's tomorrow. That's good timing. So God's obviously got a plan in this.
Amen.
So I spoke to my wife. She was in the hospital with my daughter. And I'm not sure what it's like in the US, but in England, you can't just take your child out of hospital because obviously you're neglecting care.
Yeah.
So my wife said, well, we don't know how we're going to get her out of the hospital. You know, the conference was the other end of the country. So I said, well, God's going to find a way.
Amen.
So I went to the hospital that day, and the specialist came round, and he said to me then, he said, I said, what's the next plan? He said, there is no next plan. Now she's rejected this Neocate through the tube.
Mm.
There is no next plan. He said, take her home for 2 weeks, bring her back in 2 weeks, and maybe we'll try some steroids or something else. He said, but there's no real, I haven't really got a plan. He said, just take her home. So we didn't take her home. We went up to the conference.
Mm-hmm.
And I since spoke to the doctor, and that they actually said that the reason why he said take her home for 2 weeks was because they were thinking that she might only survive a week, and they didn't have the heart to tell us take her home to die. So they said take her home for 2 weeks to be kind.
Mm-hmm.
So they really believed she wasn't going to last more than a week.
Mm-hmm.
So then we put her in the car and drove to this conference, which was the other end of the country, and eventually had Andrew pray for her.
Right.
And that was the turning point for us.
Right, the rest is history. You can listen to and watch that video actually live on the website last time I looked, and there's a section where they have all the healing journeys that you can, I think you can view it there.
Yeah, right. you can view it free of charge. Yeah, it's www.awmi.net. So
and
Andrew Womack Ministries International.net, aw.net, and then there's a little section there. It says healing testimonies. My daughter's on there. Her name's Hannah Terrades.
And with an American accent, that's awmi.net. So
thanks, Lynn.
Yes, all right. And we just my husband and I did the same thing, Ashley. We came across Andrew Womack Ministries. Somebody said, you've got to listen to this guy. I started listening, and I'm like, you know, I was already believing God, you know, wanted me healed, but like you said, nobody else wanted to tell me. Everybody still contradicts and says, well, you know, you got to wait for God's timing. You know, it's not always, you know, what you think. And they kind of push you back from believing. And, you know, and here was Andrew on his teachings going, God wants you well right now, you know, and he's waiting on you. And I was like, I got excited. We have been on a healing journey since then, myself and my husband. My husband has some neck pain, bone spurs that have not been able to be helped by the doctor, and he's in a lot of pain. And myself, I'm in a wheelchair for 24 years, and you know, I've thought I was waiting on God's timing all this time, and then I started pursuing my healing differently a few years ago. So these healing journeys don't always happen immediately, but I, after watching the five miracles that run, you know, and you're being one of them, it was so encouraging to continue with believing that. And we were actually able to go to Andrew Womack seminar last January, and we met you and your wife, Ashley.
That was right, Phoenix.
That's right.
Phoenix, Arizona.
You were praying over us, and we actually received a lot of insight there about some of the things that can block healing. And one of them was that, you know, you have to be able to see yourself well, see yourself for me, I have to see myself walking, and I've kind of lost the ability to do that. So I'm working on getting that back and kind of, you know, learning how to just think that way. And you know, it's taking a lot of prayer and effort. So that's where we're at right now. So, Ashley, I'm sure you've seen a lot of people healed since you've been here in the United States with Andrew.
Yeah, we have. You know, it's a real privilege. We get to pray for people sometimes and see them healed. And like you said, Lynn, you know, the good thing for us is we realize it's God's will to heal every time.
Amen.
And just like he wants everyone saved, you know, God wants everyone saved, but
Amen.
Then not everyone is saved.
That's
so,
right.
It's, you know, the responsibility is on us. And you know, it's been real exciting. We've prayed for people. We've seen people healed. And we've seen people healed instantly.
Right.
And, you know, but we know it's 100% that it's God's will to heal people and to see people whole. You know, that's what Jesus came to do. He came to see people whole,
mm-hmm.
Not just forgive their sins and send them to heaven, which is brilliant. You know, that's excellent. But also for them to have heaven on earth here, you know, which is a whole life. So that's what we really believe in now. That's what Andrew teaches very clearly. And obviously what we have to work out is the, you know, how to for people to receive that healing, how to people to walk that healing out. And help people to walk that healing out in a real way so they can manifest in their physical bodies.
Right. And when I have gotten to that point, I will be teaching other people as well what can inhibit you from receiving your healing and how to believe. Because we think we believe in the Word of God, but we're not acting on it. And we can't just act on something we don't believe in, because that's where people die and get into trouble.
That's right.
trying to manifest something that they don't actually believe. So learning how to believe is I think, what the journey is all about.
That's right.
And Ashley, we got about a minute and a half. If you can tell me, you know, it's one thing to believe for your own healing, but in believing for your daughter's healing, how do you think that works? I mean, can you believe for somebody else, or is it your authority?
You know, I believe she was 3.5 years old, so I believe that, you know, as her parents, we were her authority, and we had the right to believe for her healing. And I think gradually, as a child gets older, that they get more and more responsibility themselves. But I think at 3.5 years old, it was almost totally our responsibility to believe for her. She believed herself, and we just had to. She didn't have any unbelief, you know.
Right.
We just had to encourage her in her belief and believe for her. But as children get older, obviously, maybe 10, 12, however old, they start to obviously have to believe for themselves.
Mm-hmm. So you were able to just receive for her, basically. And I know she did have faith herself, but... You know.
She had no unbelief, and we were just able to believe what was prayed over, and that was that she was 100% well. And from that moment onwards, we treated her like she was 100% well.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? She acted 100% well, and she was never ill again.
And she, like many other people, she could have lost that healing. There was a point where she was coughing again, and you learned how to just tell it to stop.
Yeah, rather than begging God, I just spoke to the mountain, you know, and I just said, coughing in the name of Jesus, stop, and it stopped, and choking, stop. And that happened a couple of times, and rather than, like I said, begging God, we just spoke to the mountain and commanded it, because God's given us some authority in these things. And I just commanded it, and it stopped, and she's been well ever since.
Amen, and that's a new way to pray, and Andrew talks about that teaching as well. You can download all of that and listen to that for free on Andrew Womack's website. That's awmi.net. Ashley, we're out of time. Thanks for joining us this week, and I hope to speak to you soon.
Thanks for listening.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to His Ability. You can email Lynn at life@hisability.com. That's life@hisability.com. Or visit hisability.com. If you're in the need of home health care, please call a Udalee at 734-261-1220. That's 734-261-1220. Thanks for tuning in, and you can hear His Ability every Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on WMUZ 103.5, The Light.